Next Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday.
Yeah, just Wednesday. Listen to the end. But yeah, seriously, something neat's going to happen.
This is going to be fun. Today we're gonna do a program on nitrous oxide. But first, before we do that, we want to talk a little bit more about COVID-19 and the endpoints and things.
Terry, some things are coming
people
out.
People need to understand,
and I think it's good for people to understand. All right,
right.
This is the concept. First of all, the government has come up with certain endpoints for. Two endpoints are a primary and a secondary endpoint. Mm-hmm. Primary means the most important. The secondary one is the least important, all right? But two endpoints for the coronavirus, and people need to be aware of this, all right? CDC comes out, first of all, the first endpoint, and this is going to shock a lot of people, that the primary endpoint for the COVID virus vaccine is to prevent the symptoms of the virus. Number two, the secondary endpoint is to kill the virus. Think of that for a minute.
Kill the virus?
Yes.
Or
inactivate it. All right. So.
But do they want your immune system to inactivate it, or
the whole idea of vaccines essentially prime your immune system so that when you get hit with the antigen, you blow up. A massive amounts of antibody to kill it.
All right. Right.
But the CDC has, they've changed the, I was going to say changed the rules. I'm not sure that's the right word to say it.
Parameters?
The parameters, yeah. But the primary goal of the vaccine, the primary goal is not to kill the virus, but to reduce the symptoms. The secondary reason for the vaccine is to kill the virus so you don't get it. All right. That's a major shift.
Don't we already have things that relieve the symptoms?
Yes. Yes.
Why are they doing this?
I don't know, Terry. You ask somebody. I don't understand that. Okay, I'm not smart enough or in those in that area.
But you're a neurosurgeon. You put your hands in the brains of some smart people, and you never figured out what makes them work?
No, Terry, I don't know. No, seriously, this probably ends up more of a political question than a medical problem.
Yeah, I'm afraid it is.
I don't know, I wonder. But that's important to know, all right? Because this is important, all right? Because the public doesn't understand this. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Scientifically, it doesn't make any sense to me. I was a chemistry major. I spent all this time in medicine.
Terry, I don't know. I think probably, this is just Dr. Mensink speaking, not the literature speaking, okay? But my suspicion, probably, okay? And I want to be upfront. This is me. This is not any journals or publication. This is me talking. My suspicion is that to make the killing of the virus a primary endpoint is too difficult. And they know they can't do it within the time, whereas to make the primary endpoint to kill the symptoms or stop the symptoms, and the secondary endpoint to kill the virus is easier doable.
Yeah.
That's my suspicion.
Well, a lot of people have it and don't even have any symptoms.
Yeah, that's true. All right. And so I want to be upfront. That's me talking. That's not the literature. Okay.
Okay.
I don't really know the answer, but that's just my sense of what's happening.
Okay.
All right. The other thing I thought we'd mention just a little bit about is that the bottom line, there's a real shortage of RNs across the country.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There are over 20,000 RNs, nurse shortage, for looking after COVID patients. Not so much a doctor shortage, but nurse shortage, all right? Number two, there are signing bonuses all across the country. If you are an RN and you want to look after COVID patients, you can get $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 signing bonus. Wisconsin is a $15,000 signing bonus.
Wow.
Because no nurses will want to work, all right? So if you're an RN and let's say you're IgG positive, and we're going to talk about that next Wednesday about that, and we'll talk a little bit today maybe about it. But if you're IgG positive and you've had it and you're immune and you're an RN, darn it, you better look to one of these agencies where you can get this phenomenal dollars, all right? Because you can't get it again. And I have one of my patients who is he's a respiratory tech, and he is working in Texas right now, making massive bucks. Working in a COVID unit because nobody wants to.
Nobody wants
to do it.
Well, but the, Dr. Benson, come on. You know as well as I do that they have scared the holy heck heebie-jeebies out of everybody. I mean, I can tell you that I was in a place. I'm not going to mention it because if I do, people would probably put the connect the dots. But it was obvious to me that the person I'm talking to is scared to death of getting COVID-19 because they're convinced if they get it, they're dead.
Well, Terry, worldwide, let's talk about, there's over 15,000 nurses, RNs, worldwide that have died.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now that's worldwide. That's a lot of nurses, all right?
Mm-hmm.
But this has been pushed on the nursing community. So there's a lot of fear there.
Well, but they probably didn't die of just COVID-19. Well, comorbidities. Nurses
Terry,
are not.
I agree with you. I agree with you. But that's literally that's the milieu we're living in right now.
Right.
All right.
Right.
One of the things that kind of struck me, and probably we can talk about this after the break, but why I want to talk about nitrous oxide is literally in Stanford at Palo Alto. Dr. Zamian is essentially they have this was published May 13, all right, 2020. It's not that long.
Yeah, that's pretty current.
But they are these patients with ARDS and pulmonary hypertension. They can't get them off the vents.
Mm-hmm.
They are using nitric oxide to help them wean them off, and they go from about 20 parts per million. This minor. That's not very much, by the way.
No, that's
weaning it over about 2 weeks down to about 2 parts per million. And they're able to get these people off the bed.
What does the nitrous oxide do?
Well, here's what it does. Just think of it.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go into after the break a lot, but make a long story short. It takes the endothelium, the lining of the vessels. Okay,
right.
The endothelium that makes the vessel contract or go or wide open.
Right.
It makes the nitric oxide. Makes those vessels open up to supply more blood and more oxygen to that end organ, all right?
Okay.
And that's what's doing it to help these people get off the vent. And there have been studies before where they've used nitric oxide or nitrous oxide inhaled for vent patients who with ARDS.
Sure.
So this is the first time it's been published with COVID patients, all right? And this is still investigational, Terry, but... one of the things that happened, my son-in-law came to the other day. We had dinner together, and he loves watermelon, all right? He grew up...
Who doesn't love watermelon?
Well, and...
What sick person out there doesn't love watermelon, okay?
Well, here's the bottom line. And how I got on this tangent, we're going to talk about nitric oxide today, is watermelon is full of nitric oxide, and it helps you... It's full of L-citrulline and L-arginine that makes you put out more nitrous oxide.
Right, right.
So that's what I thought we'll talk about because there's people that are using it for COVID. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is really weird stuff kind of thing, and I don't know.
Is COVID somewhat sensitive to oxygen in the first place? Because it sure seems like seems to do better when there's less oxygen in the environment it's in.
Maybe, Terry, a better way to say it is that it... The action of COVID on the lungs,
mm-hmm.
Think of it as it makes the vessels and the lungs themselves and the oxygen exchange. I'm trying to think of a simple way of saying it. The simple way is that those membranes where the exchanges go through,
right.
get thickened and swollen. So oxygen can't penetrate as well.
It just doesn't diffuse.
Exactly.
And it just doesn't diffuse. There's too big a distance and too many...
So what happens is gradients. They get hypoxic and they die, essentially.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
right? And that's a simple way of saying it.
Got it.
Okay.
Got it. Perfect. Well, let's see. Yeah. Why don't we go ahead and take an early break? Because then we can get into nitrous oxide and all the different parameters that you want to take a look at. You're listening to the Terry Maxwell Show here on KNZR AM 1560 and FM 97.7.
Time Saver Traffic is brought to you by Sullivan Petroleum. Did you know you can pay for your gas on a mobile device? Download it and start using the safest way to pay. At McCord and Plymouth, there's a non-entry accident. Also a non-entry accident at Oak and Truxton. Right now, those are the only two problems on the road to watch for, so use caution. I'm Tony Lee, Chevron Time Saver Traffic. Hi, I'm Tony Lee. We want you to partner with us, and you can do that by calling in any traffic information you see. Call the Chevron Traffic Hotline at 393-1904. You can report weather, accidents, road closures, or any situation that could affect traffic. That number again is 393-1904. Join Sullivan Petroleum and Alpha Media so together we can serve the community better. Chevron Time Saver Traffic. 393-1904.
Play that music now.
Cruising to the oldies, Saturdays at 1, Sundays at noon. I'd be here.
It gets harder to earn a decent living and get ahead in our state.
While food, housing, and energy bills get more expensive.
So what do the special interests in Sacramento do? They put Prop 15 on the ballot, the single biggest property tax increase ever.
An $11 billion tax increase in the middle of a pandemic.
It gets worse. Prop 15 doesn't just hike taxes on small businesses. Prop 15 hikes taxes on the farms that produce our food.
Meat, poultry,
fruits, vegetables,
dairy, nuts, grains,
even wine.
A tax increase on farmers is a tax increase on everyone.
California can't afford Prop 15's higher taxes and food prices, especially now.
Join California Family Farmers and vote no on 15.
Ad paid for by Family Farmers Against Prop 15. Stop higher food taxes. Committee major funding from California Farm Bureau Federation, Western Growers, and Agricultural Council of California.
You know that feeling? Like every door is closing and you just can't see a way out? Being unemployed, underemployed, or just out of school feels a lot like that. But when you find the right tools, suddenly everything just clicks. Getting on that path may be easier than you think. A good place to start? Go to findsomethingnew.org. At findsomethingnew.org, you have access to resources that help develop new skills. Skills that will position you for careers in today's growing industries. From healthcare and manufacturing to cybersecurity and alternative energy. Plus, you can take advantage of online courses, certification programs, apprenticeships, and more. So you can take yourself from unemployed and uncertain to empowered and prepared for what's next. Find your path to a new career today. Visit findsomethingnew.org. A message from the Ad Council.
Hi there, I'm Tony Lee. When I came here from L.A. almost 30 years ago, I was looking for two things: a good job in a community that I could fall in love with, and a good doctor to take care of me and my family. And I found both. If you need a good family practitioner, check out Dr. Jan Mensink at The Practice. He's been my doctor since I found him in 2006, and I trust him with my life because I know he will tell it to me straight and fix what needs fixing. And he'll do it for less than I was paying through those high insurance plans, too. Dr. Mensink will spend whatever time it takes to not only get the diagnosis and treatment right, but to tell me what he thinks and consider my needs and thoughts when he works out the treatment plan. Whether you're a business or a family or an individual, Jan Mensink and The Practice is where you want to be. For less than $100 a month, you can have the best medical care and most lab fees and office fees included. The Practice gets it right.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Massachusetts only. Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Paul J. Morgan, Winter Park, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. Michael Bro Gonzalez, admitted Louisiana. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility. Mesothelioma. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been affected by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-578-2400. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of U.S. veterans and trade workers are at risk for the disease. Nearly $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be able to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-578-2400. That's 1-800-578-2400. 1-800-578-2400.
The new KNZR stickers are here. Get one and stick it. It could make you a winner.
You once thought of me as a white knight on his steed.
Now you know how happy I can be.
Okay, everybody, we are back. We're talking to Dr. Jan Mensink of The Practice. Has a practice that is really solves a lot of problems for people, you know? It really does.
Terry, it's a practice where we look at the root issues and solve the problem. It works.
It does. It absolutely does. We're talking about nitrous oxide. Why are we talking about that? What's the difference between laughing gas and the NO that's in the system?
Yeah, the two things. Nitrous oxide, we talked about these studies. That's essentially laughing gas you're using in the vent.
Right.
Literally adding laughing gas to nitrous oxide to the ventilator patients. That is, you need to be fair, that we're talking right now. Nitrous oxide or nitric oxide in the blood.
Right.
It's not laughing gas, all right? And that's, people should be aware of that. The bottom line is, I believe 98, it was nitric oxide was discovered, all right? And there's been three guys got the Nobel Prize for it, all right? Since 98, which is what, 22 years ago, mm-hmm. all right? Mm-hmm. There's over 150,000 research papers published on this.
Isn't that amazing?
Exactly, Terry.
It was right in front of us.
Yeah.
Didn't see it.
Yeah. For you, you hit the nail right on the head. We didn't know it, okay? And it's now just, you have to understand with medical science, it takes, there's a long lag time for it to get into medical, into the doctor's mm-hmm. hands, if that's right. Mm-hmm. And there's a reason why that's so, Terry, because if it has to be proven over hundreds and thousands of patients and all that kind of stuff. All right. Mm-hmm. Now I take a little bit of a different view. I like things that are cheap, save very little downside, tremendous upside. I want to be on the cutting edge if there's a very little downside and it's cheap. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's very little down. And that's a philosophy I've taken with, and our patients and practice will know that. All right. And it works, by the way. There's very little downside, very seldom get in trouble with it, but the upside is wow. All right.
Tremendous.
But nitric oxide, essentially, we didn't know it existed literally 22 years ago. And it's starting to come into prominence, in functional medicine and in MD, regular medicine. We're starting to realize it, okay, how it affects it. What does it do for you? That's probably the first thing. What does it do for you, all right? It gives you more energy, more memory, all right? It increases sexual performance, all right? You see these people that are able to, they're 80 and can have wonderful sex lives and no trouble with ED, and they've got high nitric oxide levels. There's a few other things, but
sure.
Lowers your blood pressure, all right? It increases your stamina and increases circulation, all right? More important than that, I want to go into from a biochemical point of view, what is it doing for you? All right?
Okay.
I mean, we've told all these, what does it do for you?
We're seeing it advertised a lot more on TV. Yes. Oh, you take this for your nitrous oxide.
And we'll talk a little bit about, I think we advertise here on KNZR Super Beats, right?
I think so.
Yeah, and we'll talk about how that fits into this, because it does.
Okay. Right? Okay.
It does. I'm not telling people. Well, I guess I was going to say I'm not telling them to go buy Super Beats. I don't know. But it has an effect, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. All right? First of all, the metabolically, when your nitric oxide levels are there, it makes the endothelium in the muscles relax. So more blood flow goes through and more in the end arterioles, what's called the end arterioles, those miniature blood vessels where the oxygen is allowed to, I was going to say escape, but go into the cells.
The actual cells,
all right. It increases
Red blood cells.
Yeah, it increases that. Bottom line, it's increasing the energy to the cells, sort of getting more oxygen, and it also changes any NADP pathways a bit, mm-hmm. pushes them to push more oxygen, more energy, all right? So you make mm-hmm. more ATP, mm-hmm. so you feel better, all right? Mm-hmm. Here's another thing that's come out that's fairly recent, all right, in the last couple of years, but we have now shown that the higher the nitric oxide levels are, the faster your brain signaling is, so the sharper you are, all right? Okay?
Nice.
Yeah, all right.
They're using this in any other diseases?
Not yet.
Not yet, okay.
Well, we're going to go into that a little bit,
great.
All right? You're trying to jump ahead of me.
Always, I'm always thinking ahead.
It increases bone formation. Mm-hmm. All right, essentially increases oxygen levels to the bone marrow and pushes those pathways so you make more bone. All right. It helps correct high cholesterol, although we don't really know for sure the mechanism. All right,
mm-hmm.
But it helps lower the cholesterol. It signals. Here's the interesting thing. All right, and this is why it just. I thought we talked about it because with this COVID mess that's around.
Sure.
But it has been shown to signal to the immune system to kill bacteria and viruses. Oh, my God.
So if you're taking zinc and nitrous oxide,
If you're doing these things to push that equation, all right, so you have more nitrous oxide. And we'll talk a little bit later on about what happens, as we age, we get lower nitric oxide. But if you're pushing that way to help more,
mm-hmm.
you have less trouble with infections, all right, and, mm-hmm. and less trouble with coronavirus and all that, all right? it has a large effect. There's a lot of research about increasing mood with nitrous oxide, and the research, they use a word that is they describe people with high nitric oxide levels as, quotes, joyful. That's the word they use in the research papers. Joyful, all right? And it's hard to put into words what that is, but we all know what it is.
Yeah, we see it. We see it in some people. We're very jealous of it.
but it's hard.
What are you so happy about?
But these people are, yeah, exactly. They're joyful, yeah. All right? Yeah. And this is what the term the researchers use.
How funny.
Joyful index, all right? But it makes your muscles and joints recover faster. All right.
Okay.
In fact, it's been used. I was going to say used. Yes, I suppose it's a good way of saying it for these people that are 75 and they want to climb Mount Everest. You know what I mean?
Well, but
to precondition them.
Let me stop you just for a second. And is it that when people are, you know, they already have the joints and they're not working as well and they've got the pains and things like that. Nitrous oxide might help those patients also to start being more limber?
What it does, Terry, is it helps increase the blood supply and the energy to those muscles to heal better.
Got it.
And faster.
Got it.
That's what it does. All right. It's not making it. There's other things that cut down the inflammation, but this is just making them get more blood supply so they heal faster and better. That's it. All right. It's been well known that it increases the blood flow to the sexual organs. So people have bigger orgasms, harder erections, better sexual fulfillment, all right? And you see, mm-hmm. I knew a guy years ago that he was 80. In fact, he had a pile of children, all right? And he had a wife that was probably 35, 40 years younger than him.
Mm-hmm.
And at 80, he was this wonderful sexual performer.
Yeah,
all right?
Reminds me of a joke, but I can't tell it on the air.
We'll probably get in trouble. It's easy to put your foot in your mouth with this
stuff. Very easy for me. So
I know
a lot of jokes. So.
But what it's doing. We know that high nitric oxide levels increase mm-hmm. that blood flow to the sexual organs and help that. At age 20, it peaks around age 20. All right, 20,
okay.
21, 22, it peaks. All right.
Makes sense.
All right.
For males?
For
women also? Okay.
Yes, for everybody. It
okay.
Does. All right. For age 40, you've got half your normal nitrous oxide levels. All right. It's quite amazing. All right. At age 40,
mm-hmm.
50, 35%, by 60, 15% of your original nitric oxide levels. All right. So I want you to think.
Got to do something about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Terry, if you're 60, I get big dividends by boosting your nitric oxide levels. All right, just short and simple. There's other mm-hmm. things that have to be done usually, but literally, it pays big dividends. All right,
mm-hmm.
let's talk a little bit about essentially the signs. What will make the doctor when you see your doctor will make him think maybe this is a nitric oxide problem.
Okay.
All right. And there's lots of other things, Terry.
Signs and symptoms.
Yeah. Signs and symptoms. There's lots of other things, Terry, that this overlap this. All right. But this is if your doctor will look at it and he's looked at these other things and they're not there and nothing's working, he'll think, holder, is this a nitric oxide issue? All right.
Right.
Number one, feelings of being just blue. And they describe it as these people are just I was going to say apathetic. That's not the right word, but they have no joy in their life.
Got it.
They're just, you know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. It's different than being depressed. I mean, well, it's hard to put into words, but it's, you know, as a physician, you know,
muted affect.
Yeah, they know. All right, yeah. Something different. All right, and they're exhausted. All right, they don't have energy for anything. Fatigue. Their blood pressure is usually up. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that goes along with it. They have memory and concentration issues greater than what they should for their age. All right, and these people will often come in thinking, you know, I got problems here, you know, am I getting demented kind of thing. And really it's not dementia. Their nitric oxide levels are a problem, all right? They all have sleep problems, all right? We've talked about sleep issues before.
Yeah,
they have
extensively.
Yes. They have decreased libido, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And they have erectile dysfunction, all right? So if you're a male and you go to your doctor and you have ED, and there's things he's going to talk about. We've talked, I had shows about that before. But one of the things that, if nothing else works, he's going to say, Holder, is there a nitric oxide level issue problem? All right? And the other thing is these patients have been shown, there's new research in the last couple of years, these patients often present, this is interesting, because this is actually quite common, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And especially if you have vascular disease and microvascular disease from diabetes, it just amplifies it, all right? But these patients often present with tingling in their legs. In the feet and legs.
Okay.
All right, in lower extremities, all right? And if here's where the issue is. I mean, we know that, you know, if you have diabetic, you know, you're diabetic more than 6-8 years and you've got a peripheral neuropathy, it's over kind of thing.
Yeah,
you know, your nerves are shot and the vascular integrity is shot and you're in trouble, all right? But if the doctor is going over everything, and you have a peripheral neuropathy, and there's nothing I can do about it, Terry, really, mm-hmm. there's not much. But if he feels that there's a nitric oxide level, in addition to that, it can make a major difference, especially early peripheral neuropathy. It may not be that at all. It may be just that the nitric oxide levels are too low,
mm-hmm.
so there's not enough oxygen to the tissues and the legs, and you add that with circulation problems with diabetes, and you may get rid of your problems in your legs.
And if I'm jumping ahead again, just let me know. But what's going through my mind is, okay, if I'm at 15% at 60 years of age, is there something else that I could be doing that is also decreasing it?
Yes. You're jumping ahead, but you're right on.
Yeah.
Probably what's the most common thing, and it's a catch-22, but if you become the more you exercise, the more nitric oxide you make.
Right.
But more sedentary you become, the less you make. It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. Mm-hmm. It just gets worse and worse, all right?
Sure.
There is no easy answer to that. You know what I mean? You have to push yourself to exercise, all right?
Well, sure. Nothing in life is easy.
Now, here's another thing that is important. That's coming.
Why don't we hold, because let's take a break now, and then when we come back, we'll get into the point that you're about to make.
Okay.
Something very important. We'll be right back. We're talking to Dr. Jan Mensink. Nitric oxide. You better pay attention, because it sounds like it might be real important for everybody.
This stuff just
115,000 clinical papers now.
150,000.
Wow.
Well,
that's amazing.
Since the last 2 years, it's just an area. Just
for having been in the pharmaceutical industry, I can tell you that's just a tremendous number of paper. That's huge. We'll be right back.
Time Saver Traffic is brought to you by Sullivan Petroleum. Did you know you can pay for your gas on a mobile device? Download it and start using the safest way to pay. At McCord and Plymouth, there's a non-entry accident. Also, a non-entry accident at Oak and Truxton. Right now, those are the only two problems on the road to watch for, so use caution. I'm Tony Lee, Chevron Time Saver Traffic.
UC Berkeley, one of the most liberal universities on the planet, and for 40 years, Berkeley has been spending money from a multi-million dollar fund with a terrible history. The Genealogical Eugenic Institute Fund is just what it sounds like. It's a fund devoted to eugenics. Now, eugenics is the discredited idea that the human race can be improved by breeding for certain traits and getting rid of others. It was the basis for Hitler's horrible Nazi ideology. The Nazis believed the Aryan race was supreme, so they tried to eradicate everybody else they deemed inferior. In America, eugenics was promoted by Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood. She believed that blacks were inferior. She wanted to use abortion to get rid of them, which explains why so many Planned Parenthood facilities are still present in minority communities. Now, when the Los Angeles Times reported on the Berkeley Eugenics Fund this week, faculty members were shocked to learn that it's existed for years, but the school kept it quiet and quietly spent all that money. I guarantee if any conservative school had a supremacist eugenics fund, its doors would close. But this is Berkeley, run by leftists, so nothing's going to happen. And they'll keep spending the money because in their own minds, liberals are superior. And they deserve to do as they please, including wiping out any of us they deem to be inferior. Say, folks, winter's coming. It means now is the perfect time to get a warm and comfortable cab tractor. That's why my good friends at Mahindra are hosting the official Tractor of Tough Cab Month. Your local Mahindra dealer is offering incredible savings on all cab models, from subcompact tractors all the way up to Mahindra's big utility models. You can save thousands or get 0% interest with a rugged cab tractor from Mahindra, the official tractor of Tough. You can work your land in any season. Mahindra's climate-controlled cabs protect you from bitter cold, dust and pollen, bugs, and blistering summer heat. Head to your local Mahindra dealer for great cab month savings, or find out why Mahindra has the toughest cab tractors at whymahindra.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at Mahindra of Ridgecrest, or visit ALM9.com. That's ALM9.com.
Whoa, you think that's cool, huh? You ought to hear Cruising to the Oldies every Saturday at 1 p.m., Sundays at noon on KNZR.
Have you called your dentist yet? Dr. Mike Segarian at Columbus Family Dentistry wants to remind you that if you still have a balance on your dental insurance that you haven't used, it will not roll over for 2021. So if you've been putting off making an appointment for an exam or a filling or an implant, you need to call Columbus Family Dentistry before the end of the year to use that insurance you've already paid for. I love Dr. Mike Segarian. He is my dentist. He is my wife's dentist. He is my grandchildren's dentist. He's repaired my teeth. He's done root canals for my wife. He's done fillings, even some cosmetic work. He's a USC graduate and has done over 200 hours of continuing dental education, and his office is equipped with all the most modern equipment to do a great job and ultimately give you what you want. Check out all of his services by going to BakersfieldDentalOffice.com. Then make an appointment before 2020 is over by calling 322-1300.
AM 1560 and FM 97.7 KNZR.
Okay, everybody, let's get back to Dr. Mensing. We're talking about a really important subject here, and we want to get into some of the things that can be done.
Yes.
What can you possibly do to improve your NO levels?
Probably there's a catchphrase, but the more you produce, the younger you feel. That's that's a good way of summing it up, you know?
Right.
Here's how you increase that production in the endothelial liver vessels. Number one, you have to stop all mouthwashes. This is interesting, but we now know it's bigger than the gut biome, but there's something going on. We don't know exactly why. I mean, the gut biome has part to do with it, but the oral cavity itself, the bacterial flora, has a lot to do with how you produce nitric oxide. And there's a good study suggesting that if I think this is an issue for you, you're going to stop all mouthwashes, and you're going to brush your gums with no toothpaste.
No toothpaste.
Yeah. You know, okay. All right. Brush your gums and get the circulation up and stop all mouthwash. All right.
Okay.
Number two is I want to go through a bunch of things that we do for these patients. All right. There is not one thing, Terry. I want to be upfront. There's not one thing that cures it all. You follow what I'm saying?
Right.
I want to be honest with you. But you want to increase your there's nitric oxide rich foods. All right, there's all right. Number one is spinach,
okay,
kale, and watermelon. All right,
okay.
Watermelon's loaded with L-citrulline and L-arginine. All right. Now, up to you can take L-arginine, all right, but up to age 40, 45, it'll work. Mm-hmm. After age 40, 45, you need to use probably L-citrulline.
Okay.
All right? That's probably the most important thing. We mentioned about Super Beets, all right? Mm-hmm. And I think they used to advertise it on KNZR, all right?
Yep.
But and beet juice is good, but here's more important. Is the beet root is about 3 or 4 times as powerful in these L-citrulline to mm-hmm. help with the nitric oxide than the beet itself.
Okay.
The beet is good, don't get me wrong. It's about 4 times more than most foods, but the root is where beet root is where it's all the magic is for nitric oxide. Number two, hawthorn berry. All right, you can buy it at the health food store. All right, B12. All right. It helps push the nitric oxide equations to produce more.
Right.
All right. And there's a simple way. Just it can be B12 deficiency and things like that. But have your doctor give you 1,000 micrograms IM. All right. We used mm-hmm. to think it was sort of Yahoo medicine. All right. But it will tell the doctor if you get response. You know, is it?
It's a vitamin D deficiency. Well, I mean, vitamin B.
Could be a vitamin B12 deficiency, or more important than that, it could be a methylation issue. Mm-hmm. All right, or it could be nitric oxide, and these things will make the doctor think of those things. All right,
mm-hmm.
Vitamin C about 4,000 milligrams pushes a curve. All right,
okay.
Magnesium citrate pushes a curve. All right, pine bark that you can buy pushes a curve. Quercetin does. All right. The other thing that's very important is that if you're an older person and you want to get pregnant, all right, we now know as you get older, all right, mm-hmm. your ovary, the cells that you put out aren't as viable. as young as viable.
Well, you've had them around for a long time.
Yeah, all right. But pushing the nitric oxide curve makes these cells become younger. That the ovaries put out, and so you can get pregnant quicker and easier.
Got it.
All right.
Got it.
So if you're 39, you want to get pregnant, you would want to look at these things and think mm-hmm. about them,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So bottom line, it decreases or reverses the aging of these cells the ovaries put out. It's used a lot in preemies, all right, under 3 pounds, all right. The other thing is that there's several problems with it. You want to be careful with. These things, if you take a lot of Viagra, they'll interact with the Viagra. So you got to be careful. Talk to your doctor about that. Number two is some asthma patients, by increasing nitric oxide, have had more trouble with their asthma. All right? And we don't know.
With the episodes of asthma?
Yes,
or,
yes with the episode. We don't know why. All right?
No.
But if you're an asthma patient, you're getting worse by doing this, you need to let your doctor know.
Yeah.
You may be on the wrong track, all right?
Okay.
And it can cause, by increasing nitric oxide, some people get more bloating and gas and belly discomfort,
sure.
all right?
Sure, okay.
But by and large, Terry, it's really pretty safe, all right? And it's something your doctor will look about. Talk to your doctor about this, but your doctor will look at these things and say, Holder, are you a patient? Should we look this way?
Sure.
Look at
sure.
it, all right?
Are doctors doing levels of nitric oxide?
No, there is no blood test I can do for this. This is a clinical diagnosis. Research-wise, yes, all right? But there's no clinical blood test that...
We got to come up with one. We can make $1 million.
Oh my gosh. It would be wonderful.
Yeah, it would. We got to take one more break. When we come back, we're going to make that announcement of what's going to happen on Wednesday.
Listen, this is neat.
Yeah,
we're
this is going to be good.
Talking about testing, this is going to be neat.
We'll be right back. This is the Trey Maxwell Show here on KNZR, AM 1560 and FM 97.7.
There they go again. Labor unions and Sacramento politicians are targeting rideshare and food delivery drivers. They passed a law, and they've sued in court to take away the right of drivers to be